Well, last week we heard the surprise announcement, surprised some folks anyway, that Bruce Caswell has decided not to run for re-election in the 16th district of the state Senate, deciding to retire at the end of the year. And so there's a lot of speculation over last week who might be going after that seat. And a couple of names had popped up, and one who officially made the announcement on Friday afternoon that he is running, not necessarily a familiar name around here, but certainly in the Jackson area from the Clark Lake area, State Representative Mike Shirkey made that announcement that he's running because this new district now is back to Jackson, Branch, and Hillsdale counties. And he joins us on the line to talk about it. Tell us a little about your background, both in the State House and what else maybe, Mike, that you've done prior to being in the State House.
Yeah, thanks, Ken. I appreciate you giving me a chance to talk with you. First of all, back to the surprise element of Senator Caswell, I can assure you this was a complete surprise to just about everybody. And, you know, I respect Bruce at the highest level. The guy sets an extremely high standard for work ethic and integrity. And, you know, we're going to miss him as a state senator, and I just hope he and Beth enjoy, you know, this next phase of their lives, and, you know, God bless them. So, My plan was not necessarily to run for state senate. My plan was to continue on and finish a third term in the House and then go back to my business. And so you asked the question, my background. My wife Sue and I have been married 39 years in April of this year. We've got our 11th grandchild on the way, and we both were born and raised in the greater Jackson area. The only time we were not living here was a few years when I went away to school at General Motors Institute, which is now Kettering University, and then graduate work at University of Wisconsin. And then in 1986-87, we decided to come back to Jackson and start a business. And I have a company here in town called Orbit Form. It's an engineering manufacturing company. We design and build forming, fastening, and riveting machines. It's a nice little business that we've been able to weather the most recent recession. I've got about 80 employees, and they're all skilled except me.
With this new district now, obviously, you've got to introduce yourself now to folks in Hillsdale and Branch counties. And I'm sure your thought about that are starting to make some feelers out there. What is it that you want people to know about Mike Shirkey when either they first meet you or maybe when they walk away from you after that first time?
Well, what I want them to know is that I've not been a career politician, although I've been interested and slightly involved in politics for a long time. My orientation is, you know, I'm a believer, I'm a father, I'm a husband and a grandfather, and a business owner, and fourth or fifth down that list is happen to be a politician. So it's more of an avocation for me than a vocation. I take it very serious. I'm one of a reputation that's been developed in Lansing of taking on the toughest of the assignments and digging in, much like Senator Caswell has done in the past, digging into the details and, you know, and making sure that we're making good, solid decisions based on logic and facts.
If there are one or two issues that are going to be number one on the priority for the Senate next year and in the year after, what do you think those will be?
Well, our focus is always going to be on jobs, but that's easy to say, and so you've got to convert that to actions. And so the actions, in my mind, are continuing to evaluate and get rid of unnecessary government regulations which result in either high costs or interruptions or disincentives to investments or both. And there's still a long list of those that we have to address. Another one is going to be insurance costs in Michigan across the board, whether it's health insurance, car insurance, or property insurance. I think those are all three areas that people are feeling the pinch and that we can actually move the needle to affect them because it's not all controlled by federal laws. And then thirdly is something that I'm passionate about, Ken, and that is energy. I think we've done a good job under the leadership of Governor Snyder to begin to get our tax structure into a competitive mode. I think we're starting to see the results of that. But then, of course, health care is going to be the top of the list. But after taxes and health care comes energy cost and reliability and so forth. And that's one of my areas of both passion, interest, and expertise, frankly. And so those are the three priorities that I think will be I'll be focusing on.
All right. Well, he's first in the ring for the seat to replace retiring State Senator Bruce Caswell, and actually the new district, which includes Branch, Hillsdale, and now Jackson counties, leaving off St. Joe and Lenawee counties in this district. Mike, look forward to seeing you along the campaign trail as this goes on, the August primary and the November general election. So good luck.
Ken, thank you very much, and we'll be in touch, I'm sure.
All right. State Representative Mike Shirkey now running for the state Senate seat with us this morning. AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB.